1 Kings, chapter 13. And behold, there came a man of Yahweh out of Yehuda, by the word of Yahweh, to Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of Yahweh, and said, O altar, altar, thus says Yahweh, a child shall be born to the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon you shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon you, and men's bones shall be burnt upon you. And he gave the sign the same day, saying, This is the sign which Yahweh has spoken. The altar will be torn, and the ashes that are on it will be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of Yahweh, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, Lay a hold of him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. And the altar was also torn, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of Yahweh had given by the word of Yahweh. And the king answered and said to the man of Yahweh, Entreat now the face of Yahweh your Elohim, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me again. And the man of Yahweh sought Yahweh out, and the king's hand was restored to him again, and became as it was before. And the king said to the man of Yahweh, Come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. And the man of Yahweh said to the king, If you will give me half your house, I will not go in with you, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of Yahweh, saying, Eat no bread, drink no water, nor turn again by the same way that you came. And so he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. And now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of Yahweh had done that day in Bethel, and the words which he had spoken to the king, them they also told to their father. And their father said to them, Which way did he go? For his sons had seen which way the man of Yahweh had went, which came from Yehuda. And he said to his sons, Saddle me the donkey. And so they saddled for him the donkey, and he rode upon it, and went after the man of Yahweh, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said to him, Are you the man of Yahweh that came from Yehuda? And he said, I am. Then he said to him, Come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I cannot return with you, nor go in with you, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. For it was said to me by the word of Yahweh, You shall eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that you came. He said to him, I also am a prophet, as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of Yahweh, saying, Bring him back with you to your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. And so he went back with him, and did eat bread in his house, and drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of Yahweh came to the prophet that brought him back. And he cried out to the man of Yahweh that came from Yehuda, saying, Thus says Yahweh, For as much as you have disobeyed the mouth of Yahweh, and have not kept the commandment which Yahweh your Elohim commanded you, but came back and have eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which Yahweh said to you, Eat no bread and drink no water, your body will not come to the grave of your fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread, and after he had drank, that he saddled for him the donkey for the prophet whom he had brought back, and when he was gone, a lion met him along the road and killed him. And his body was cast in the road, and the donkey stood near it, and the lion also stood by the body. Men passed by, saw the body cast in the road, and the lion standing by the body, and they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the road heard of it, he said, It is the man of Yahweh who was disobedient to the word of Yahweh. For this reason Yahweh has delivered him to the lion, which has torn him and killed him according to the word of Yahweh which he spoke to him. And he spoke to his sons, saying, Saddle me the donkey. And they saddled him. And he went and found his body lying in the road, and the donkey and the lion standing by the body. The lion had not eaten the body, nor torn the donkey. And the prophet took up the body of the man of Yahweh, and laid it on the donkey, and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his body in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother, And it came to pass, after he had buried him, that he spoke to his sons, saying, When I am dead, then bury me in the grave where the man of Yahweh is buried, and lay my bones alongside his bones. For the saying which he cried out by the word of Yahweh against the altar in Bethel and against all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria shall surely come to pass. And after this thing, Jeroboam did not return from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people priests of the high places. Whosoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing became sin to the house of Jeroboam, even to make it cut off, and to destroy it from off the face of the earth. End of chapter 1.